Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now we have fog, mist, and 48 degrees. The impeachment trial is closer to getting underway in the Senate.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, says President Trump is eager to get moving.
I think he believes he wants to get it done sooner rather than later. He's frustrated. He didn't think he did anything wrong, but I told him there's a process. Once we start, we're going to try to plow ahead and get it done and hopefully be over by the time of the State of the Union.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has pushed moderate Republicans to demand testimony from witnesses. Schumer insists their perspective could be critically important.
We don't know what those witnesses will say or what the documents will reveal. They could hurt the president's case or they could help the president's case. We don't know.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
At last night's debate, Democrats tackled health care, climate change, and impeachment.
In a Democratic field that lacks a clear front runner, Elizabeth Warren went soft on Bernie Sanders after accusing him of saying that a woman can't win.
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it.
Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie.
The six candidates battled on CNN over how to pay for health care, how to tackle climate change, and impeachment.
I say we have to unite the country. It's going to be harder after this trial. It may be.
Joe Biden, while blasting President Trump's military action, also defended the Obama administration's that also lacked congressional approval. In Des Moines, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Final recommendations for the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan have been released, and they don't include plans for Wichita's Century 2.
Details regarding the potential new developments were presented to a panel during a public meeting at Newman University Tuesday evening. John Rolfe with Great Wichita Partnership tells KSN News it comes after months of research and collecting community comments.
One of the things we've heard over and over again through public engagement over the past several months is important to have green space, re-engage the river.
However, the design team's plan suggests building a new performing arts center and tearing down Century 2. Many in attendance like the idea, but others say they don't want to lose the iconic Wichita building.
I like the green space. I like the use of the river. But I want to save Century 2.
The design team says they'll be collecting additional feedback for the next few weeks before presenting their proposal to the city and county next month. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Brandon Whipple has chaired his very first city council meeting as Wichita mayor.
All right, thank you for the people in attendance and those watching on television. I do want to just preface that this is my first meeting and I might do things a little different if I rely back on my legislative experience for running a meeting. But stick with me, we're going to get the hang of it.
The first item of business was to select a new vice mayor. The ballots were cast, and the council made its choice.
And faithfully discharge the duties of vice mayor.
And faithfully discharge the duties of vice mayor.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Judge.
That was new Wichita Vice Mayor Cindy Claycomb taking the oath of office. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police are asking the public's help in finding a possible murder victim's body. Captain Brent Allred says police received a tip December 29th that 53-year-old Jeffrey Hill of Wichita was involved in a criminal homicide earlier in the month in the 2100 block of South Water. The victim's body was taken from the scene and buried outside Wichita. Police gathered enough information to arrest Hill near Merton and Seneca Monday.
Hill was stopped by officers driving a 1999 white Chevy Suburban. When officers stopped him, he fled from the vehicle on foot, but was arrested by officers after a short foot pursuit. During the stop, officers also located and recovered methamphetamine, narcotic pills, and marijuana.
Captain Allred says Hill was charged with second-degree murder, possession of meth with intent to sell, possession of marijuana, and resisting arrest. The victim is identified as 50-year-old Jeffrey Jones of Hutchinson. And police ask anyone with information in this case to call detectives at 268-4407 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve at 10 in the morning here, 6:10 now here on a Wednesday morning, January 15th. 6:11 now, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic, you're going to want to watch out for fog again this morning. It's very patchy out there. I did notice that for the 4 o'clock hour, the reading at Eisenhower National Airport was 2 miles of visibility out there, and now it's back up to 10. So any fog in the area is pretty patchy. Just something to be aware of out there this morning. Not seeing any big traffic tie-ups at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Okay, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary nearby will bring our temperature down a bit today. We'll likely hover in the mid-40s throughout most of the afternoon. With a clearing sky, north winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Colder tonight, our low 21, and our next system moving in will bring us a chance of snow Thursday afternoon with a wintry mix Thursday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy and 46 degrees. We've got a northwest wind gusting to 21 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. After a morning fog, a partly cloudy, breezy day across central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 59 degrees, normal high 42, so quite a bit warmer than normal for this time of year. On this date in 1932, Los Angeles received their greatest snowfall on record when around 2 inches accumulated at the Civic Center. 2 inches is the greatest snowfall ever recorded in L.A. Again, today is January 15th. This is actually Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. We'll celebrate next Monday with a federal holiday, but the 15th is when MLK was actually born. On this date in 1967, the Green Bay Packers of the National Football League defeated the Kansas City Chiefs of the American League 35-10 in the first AFL-NFL World Championship game, retroactively known as Super Bowl I. Super Bowl I in 1967 on this date, and our regional local team was involved. Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, they're still during the playoffs and hot and heavy this year. Ted's keeping us posted on everything with the Chiefs. We'll be talking with Mitch on Friday. Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, we are the home radio voice here in Wichita. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the voice of the Chiefs. Exciting times. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Good morning. Did you watch Super Bowl I?
I can't remember. Probably. Yeah, I'm sure I did. Did they play? Where did they play?
The L.A. Coliseum.
The L.A. Coliseum.
Not sold out. A lot of empty seats. Televised on two networks.
Honest to gosh, I don't know whether I did or not.
Two of the three networks televised.
Can't remember that. All right.
By the way, a note of explanation. Did you talk about this, about Mitch Holtis and the broadcast crew?
No.
This is the same deal that happened last year.
Yeah, that was a little clarification. Go ahead.
Yeah, when teams get to the conference championship game and or the Super Bowl, The games themselves cannot be carried on the regional networks. So we will have the national coverage of the game itself, not the Chiefs coverage on KNSS and KFH. We will have Mitch Holtis pregame, Mitch Holtis postgame, but the game itself will be national coverage.
Isn't that something? Yeah. So you're
going to
hear
an NFL deal.
Yeah, yep. You're going to hear it here.
Oh yeah.
But and Mitch. So that's a good part.
Mitch pregame and postgame, but not during the game.
Yeah. Usually when a customer disregards the note at the bottom of a check saying what an appropriate tip would be in a little chart there, it turns out to be a bust for the server, but in this case, it was a bonanza. Two New Hampshire bartenders say a customer tipped them more than $2,000 on a $21 check. Bruce Girard and Karen Valencourt say a customer ran up a $21.26 bill, but tipped them $2,078.74. And it was no mistake. The man asked the bartenders to check his math before he left. and even wrote his phone number on the check in case their bosses had questions. One of the bartenders says the man keeps a really low profile and doesn't like a lot of attention, and they'll make sure he doesn't get any. The bartenders are not saying who left a giant tip. But very nice. Seems like this time of the year we get around the holidays and some of that stuff starts to happen because people feel good about the holidays, I think. Maybe that's not true. Maybe they're just, the guy's just generous. 6:15, Steve and Ted to 6:16 now. I've been, the last couple of days, Ted, talking a little bit about, with all the rain last Friday and the foggy conditions and whatnot, been talking about the fact that drivers can sometimes be pretty awful. Not our listeners, not the people listening right now, because they're all perfect,
right.
The other drivers. And I happen to mention that yesterday's show, that I'm mostly serious on the fact that I think driver's education should be mandatory in the high schools. We got a response. You know, these terrible drivers we encounter, I think mandatory driver's ed would save lives. I know for me, I took it. I had my license already. Then I took the driver's ed, and I got to be a better driver. My accidents, I had a couple of accidents. They went away. I am a big believer in driver's ed. Well, former driver's ed tip, our listener, former driver's ed teacher, that prompted him to leave a voice message for our phone. And
okay.
He said,
it's a great class. It was Wichita dropped it 14 or 15 years ago. It's not even offered in summer school. The number one killer of our youth today. And it was just really good hearing a positive comment about a class that I felt so deeply about. And anyway, kudos to you.
Again, this is a driver's ed teacher.
Right.
And I guess if you go out and hire somebody, these driver's school cost you a couple thousand bucks or something to get some professional driver's help. Maybe that's the business we ought to go into, Ted. We could be driver's ed guys.
There you go.
Like Bob Newhart.
One of the great skits of all time.
All right, coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Lead off Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And Ted, I do know the Shockers are playing tonight.
Yep.
KU and K-State played last night, I guess. So.
Yeah, you got the Shocks tonight. Shocker men's basketball team ranked 16th in the nation. The Shockers will be in Philadelphia to take on the Temple Owls. Visiting Temple for only the second time ever. Shocks lost that first meeting against the Owls in Philly. Shocks have a lot of impressive resume items right now. 16th in the nation, undefeated atop the conference. An 8-game road winning streak for the Shocks, which is second longest in the nation right now. Shocks are also one of 8 teams in the nation with either 1 or 0 losses. The Shocks are 15-1 on the season going into this one, and the Shocks are a 4.5-point favorite on the road. Wichita State at Temple. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 7 o'clock. The game tips off at 8 o'clock tonight, and that is on 103.7 KEYN tonight for Shocker basketball. The Shocker women are home tonight at 6:30 at Coke Arena. The Shocker ladies hosting Tulsa. Wichita State starting a 3-game homestand. Men's basketball action last night for 6th-ranked Kansas. The Jayhawks on the road at Oklahoma. And KU is back in lockdown defensive mode.
Yeah.
Holding Oklahoma to 52 points. Jayhawks win at 66-52 as Oklahoma shoots a season-low 31% from the field. Getting the start for KU, Isaiah Moss made 6 three-pointers on his way to 20 points. You know, a couple of weeks ago, KU had their largest ever win at Ames in 101 years. Remember that?
Right.
Now this 14-point win at Oklahoma is KU's largest win in Norman in 45 years.
Wow. They always play pretty close.
Yes, very close game between the Sooners and the Jayhawks, but KU gets another big win. KU is now 13-3 on the season, 3-1 in the conference. Not so fortunate last night for the Kansas State men. They lose at home to 23rd-ranked Texas Tech. Red Raiders win at 77-63. K-State, 20 turnovers, which led to 30 points for the Red Raiders. Brutal game, 46 fouls called, 60 free throws attempted in this game. K-State falls to 0-4 in the conference, first time that's happened in 11 years, 7-9. Overall, And if you see a lot of figure skaters in town, there's a good reason for that. The U.S. figure skating crew is descending on Wichita for the next several days. Today through Sunday, it's the Midwestern and Pacific Coast Synchronized Skating Sectional Championships at Intrust Bank Arena. Second time in 3 years Wichita's hosted this event. We have 160 teams here in town. That's about 2,500 skaters. And they'll be all over town, all over downtown, today through Sunday. So welcome to town,
all right,
all those synchronized ice skaters.
Very good.
Sports with Steve and Ted.
621 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, plus traffic and weather. Coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.